Topic 49. Pragmatic Teams. At Group L, Stoffel oversees 6 first-rate programmers, a managerial challenge roughly comparable to herding cats. That comes from The Washington Post magazine. Even in 1985, when the quote was written, the joke about herding cats was getting old. By the time of the first edition at the turn of the century, it was positively ancient. Yet it persists, because it has a ring of truth to it. Programmers are a bit like cats. Intelligent, strong-willed, opinionated, independent, and often worshipped by the net. So far in this book, we've looked at pragmatic techniques that help an individual be a better programmer. Can these methods work for teams as well, even for teams of strong-willed, independent people? The answer is a resounding yes. There are advantages to being a pragmatic individual, but these advantages are multiplied many-fold if the individual is working on a pragmatic team. A team, in our view, is a small, mostly stable entity of its own. 50 people aren't a team. They're a horde. Teams where members are constantly being pulled into other assignments and no one knows each other aren't a team either. They're merely strangers temporarily sharing a bus stop in the rain. A pragmatic team is small, under 10 or so members. Members come and go rarely. Everyone knows everyone well, trusts each other, and depends on each other. Tip 84. Maintain small, stable teams. In this section, we'll look briefly at how pragmatic techniques can be applied to teams as a whole. These notes are only a start. Once you've got a group of pragmatic developers working in an enabling environment, they'll quickly develop and refine their own team dynamics that work for them. Let's recast some of the previous sections in terms of teams. No broken windows. Quality is a team issue. The most diligent developer placed on a team that just doesn't care will find it difficult to maintain the enthusiasm needed to fix niggling problems. The problem is further exacerbated if the team actively discourages the developer from spending time on these fixes. Teams as a whole should not tolerate broken windows, those small imperfections that no one fixes. The team must take responsibility for the quality of the product, supporting developers who understand the no broken windows philosophy we describe in Software Entropy, and encouraging those who haven't yet discovered it. Some team methodologies have a quality officer, someone to whom the team delegates the responsibility for the quality of the deliverable. This is clearly ridiculous. Quality can come only from the individual contributions of all team members. Quality is built in, not bolted on. Boiled frogs. Remember the apocryphal frog in the pan of water back in Stone Soup and Boiled Frogs? It doesn't notice the gradual change in its environment and ends up cooked. The same can happen to individuals who aren't vigilant. It can be difficult to keep an eye on your overall environment in the heat of project development. It's even easier for teams as a whole to get boiled. People assume that someone else is handling an issue, or that the team leader must have okayed a change that your user is requesting. Even the best-intentioned teams can be oblivious to significant changes in their projects. Fight this. Encourage everyone to actively monitor the environment for changes. Stay awake and aware for increased scope, decreased timescales, additional features, new environments, anything that wasn't in the original understanding. Keep metrics on new requirements. The team needn't reject changes out of hand. You simply need to be aware that they're happening. Otherwise, it'll be you in the hot water. Schedule your knowledge portfolio. In your knowledge portfolio, we looked at ways you should invest in your personal knowledge portfolio on your own time. Teams that want to succeed need to consider their knowledge and skill investments as well. If your team is serious about improvement and innovation, you need to schedule it. Trying to get things done whenever there's a free moment means they will never happen. Whatever sort of backlog or task list or flow you're working with, don't reserve it for only feature development. The team works on more than just new features. Some possible examples include old systems maintenance. While we love working on the shiny new system, there's likely maintenance work that needs to be done in the old system. We've met teams who try and shove this work in the corner. If the team is charged with doing these tasks, then do them. For real. Process reflection and refinement. Continuous improvement can only happen when you take the time to look around, figure out what's working and not, and then make changes. Too many teams are so busy bailing out water that they don't have time to fix the leak. Schedule it. Fix it. New tech experiments. Don't adopt new tech, frameworks, or libraries just because everyone is doing it, or based on something you saw at a conference or read online. Deliberately vet candidate technologies with prototypes. Put tasks on the schedule to try the new things and analyze results. Learning and skill improvements. Personal learning and improvements are a great start, but many skills are more effective when spread team-wide. Plan to do it, whether it's the informal brown bag lunch or more formal training sessions. Tip 85. Schedule it to make it happen. Communicate team presence. It's obvious that developers in a team must talk to each other. We gave some suggestions to facilitate this in Topic 7, Communicate. However, it's easy to forget that the team itself has a presence within the organization. The team as an entity needs to communicate clearly with the rest of the world. To outsiders, the worst project teams are those that appear sullen and reticent. They hold meetings with no structure where no one wants to talk. Their emails and project documents are a mess. No two look the same, and each uses different terminology. Great project teams have a distinct personality. People look forward to meetings with them because they know that they'll see a well-prepared performance that makes everyone feel good. The documentation they produce is crisp, accurate, and consistent. The team speaks with one voice. They may even have a sense of humor. There is a simple marketing trick that helps teams communicate as one. Generate a brand. When you start a project, come up with a name for it, ideally something off the wall. In the past, we've named projects after things such as killer parrots that prey on sheep, optical illusions, gerbils, cartoon characters, and mythical cities. Spend 30 minutes coming up with a zany logo and use it. Use your team's name liberally when talking with people. It sounds silly, but it gives your team an identity to build on, and the world something memorable to associate with your work. Don't repeat yourselves. In Dry, The Evils of Duplication, we talked about the difficulties of eliminating duplicated work between members of a team. This duplication leads to wasted effort and can result in a maintenance nightmare. Stovepipe or siloed systems are common in these teams, with little sharing and a lot of duplicated functionality. Good communication is key to avoiding these problems. And by good, we mean instant and frictionless. You should be able to ask a question of team members and get a more or less instant reply. If the team is co-located, this might be as simple as poking your head over the cube wall or down the hall. For remote teams, you may have to rely on a messaging app or other electronic means. If you have to wait a week for the team meeting to ask your question or share your status, that's an awful lot of friction. Frictionless means it's easy and low ceremony to ask questions, share your progress, your problems, your insights and learnings, and to stay aware of what your teammates are doing. Maintain awareness to stay dry. Team tracer bullets. A project team has to accomplish many different tasks in different areas of the project, touching a lot of different technologies. Understanding requirements, designing architecture, coding for front-end and server, testing all have to happen. But it's a common misconception that these activities and tasks can happen separately, in isolation. They can't. Some methodologies advocate all sort of different roles and titles within the team or create separate, specialized teams entirely. But the problem with that approach is that it introduces gates and handoffs. Now, instead of a smooth flow from the team to deployment, you have artificial gates where the work stops. Handoffs that have to wait to be accepted, approvals, paperwork. The lean folks call this waste and strive to actively eliminate it. All of these different roles and activities are actually different views of the same problem, and artificially separating them can cause a boatload of trouble. For example, programmers who are two or three levels removed from the actual users of their code are unlikely to be aware of the context in which their work is used. They will not be able to make informed decisions. With tracer bullets, we recommend developing individual features, however small and limited initially, that go end-to-end through the entire system. That means that you need all the skills to do that within the team. Front-end, UI, UX, server, DBA, QA, etc., all comfortable and accustomed to working with each other. With a tracer bullet approach, you can implement very small bits of functionality very quickly and get immediate feedback on how well your team communicates and delivers. That creates an environment where you can make changes and tune your team and process quickly and easily. Build teams so you can build code end-to-end, incrementally and iteratively. Tip 86. Organize fully functional teams. Automation. A great way to ensure both consistency and accuracy is to automate everything the team does. Why struggle with code formatting standards when your editor or IDE can do it for you automatically? Why do manual testing when the continuous build can run tests automatically? Why deploy by hand when automation can do it the same way every time, repeatably and reliably? Automation is an essential component of every project team. Make sure the team has skills at tool building to construct and deploy the tools that automate the project development and production deployment. Know when to stop adding paint. Remember that teams are made up of individuals. Give each member the ability to shine in their own way. Give them just enough structure to support them and to ensure that the project delivers value. Then, like the painter in Good Enough Software, resist the temptation to add more paint. Here's a few challenges. Look around for successful teams outside the area of software development. What makes them successful? Do they use any of the processes discussed in this section? Next time you start a project, try convincing people to brand it. Give your organization time to become used to the idea and then do a quick audit to see what difference it made, both within the team and externally. You were probably once given problems such as, if it takes 4 workers 6 hours to dig a ditch, how long would it take 8 workers? In real life, however, what factors affect the answer if the workers were writing code instead? In how many scenarios is the time actually reduced? Read The Mythical Man Month by Frederick Brooks. For extra credit, buy 2 copies so you can read it twice as fast.